Senator Ring, I listened to your comments you just made, and some of you may or may not know this, but the next committee stop would have been Senator Ring's committee, and he agreed to take this up, this very bill up, next week.
Did you hear that? He wanted this that shift in Wellington Democratic Senator Joseph Abruzzo's phrasing? The next committee stop would have been Senator Ring's. That's the moment it became clear this year's LGBT civil rights measure was finally dead.
You know, where we are right now, we are still deadlocked. It is 5-5. I have not gotten commitments from any member on this committee that they will move off the current position. So we are currently deadlocked. I don't believe that this is the right thing to do, but I believe we need to move it forward. But you either have the votes or you do not have the votes. And I stand in front of you, and I appreciate Senator Simmons' motion, but we do not have the votes at the present time unless somebody speaks up, but we're deadlocked.
Technically, the Florida Competitive Workforce Act, that's what the sponsors are calling it, is just postponed. But for all intents and purposes, the measure's done. It has a short path in the House, but speaking after the fact, Abruzzo explained it's unlikely to get a hearing.
I was of this firm belief that if we moved ours, they were going to start moving theirs. They wanted to see progress from the Senate. They only
progressed. Even though it's been around for 10 years, it's come up in this committee within really the last 2 weeks.
This is Patrick Slevin with Florida Businesses for a Competitive Workforce, a business organization lobbying in favor of the bill.
To be fair to our Republican senators, they really haven't had a chance to get a full understanding of the Competitive Workforce Act in its entirety. And so we understand when there's some narrow perspectives that we need as a coalition to help educate.
And the Senate Judiciary Committee this year has been fascinating. Three times Republican Committee Chair Miguel Diaz de la Portilla has brought up the LGBT anti-discrimination bill. He's also stonewalled two controversial gun measures and two immigration-related bills. He and Altamonte Springs Republican David Simmons joined the panel's Democrats in supporting the non-discrimination measure after an amendment penned by Simmons gained approval. But despite efforts among supporters in the legislature and out to pitch the bill along economic development lines, the debate and the five remaining Republican votes got bogged down in arguments over a different aspect of the bill.
You know, what I heard yesterday from the committee is a lot of common ground, on housing, on employment. And what it seemed like it came down to is a few minor issues on public accommodations. Issues
that's Kissimmee Democratic Senator Darren Soto, and he's referring to an argument that came up last year. What happens with transgender men and women when it comes to bathrooms? But LGBT advocacy group Equality Florida calls that a red herring, claiming panel members turned down an amendment carving out restrooms and locker rooms. And supporters say this bill's failure could have far-reaching effects. For instance, the governor's office is lobbying for $250 million to attract new businesses.
Curiously enough, I sat on a governor's committee in 2014. Focused on one of his pillars for economic growth, which was the tech industry.
This is tech data executive John Tonneson. His business is one of the state's largest public corporations, and he believes this episode undermines the state's economic development efforts.
This bill, or the absence and the kind of testimony and discussion we see here, I think absolutely works against the state's brand as being a progressive leading edge state, and that in an industry like tech will be an inhibitor and a limiter.
For the time being, supporters plan to regroup. Abruzzo says it'll be the first bill he files for the coming session. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.